Welcome to Beyond the Bombshell, the podcast that dives deep into the heart and soul of real life. I'm your host, Michelle Stokes, and I'm here to guide you through this empowering journey. We'll talk about real life and what it truly takes to be a strong, confident, and fulfilled woman. Join us as we rewrite the rules and celebrate the extraordinary and fierce women we all are. We'll share insights, build a space for uncomfortable conversations, and truly just embrace real life. Let's go beyond the surface and find your real life bombshell. Hello, and welcome back to Beyond the Bombshell. I am back, and I feel like I'm going to do a little bit of a rant and roar and a little bit of bosh, just stop doing this. It can't be bosh. It's women. It is 100% women. I'm sure there's some guys that they're doing it as well, but I see so many self-employed business owners, so many real estate agents, but other of you as well, who are, you know, you're on vacation, you're getting ready for a wedding, you are, you know, hosting a Christmas dinner party, you're hosting turkey dinner, you're doing a thing, it's the weekend, you know, your kids are out playing on bike, and you are sharing a moment, a clip, a celebration, you're saying, of, you know, reviewing home inspections while I'm dockside waiting to get on my ship, or I have an accepted offer and you're just about to go to the beach, or like you're sharing these things as if it's a positive thing. And it is great. Like, you know, you are selling the jewelry, you're, you know, booking appointments, you're writing contracts, you're closing on a house, you're doing whatever it is you do in your service industry, like your business still happens and still goes, thankfully, you know, you're selling all the handbags, whatever it is you do while you're on vacation or while you're celebrating with family and friends and while you're doing all these things. And I think you're missing the moment here. And the thing that you need to be sharing is people are looking at you and being like, what the heck? How about you turn off your phone or turn off your computer and just enjoy said company or just enjoy the space that you're in right now. And people on social media, I think, would actually really appreciate and enjoy seeing you, you know, at the poolside with your family, and you, you know, have someone else taking care of your business. If you have someone else, you know, answering the phone calls, answering the emails. I know it's not quite maybe you're not able to do that sometimes, but I feel like lots of times you can. Or if you can't, honestly, I think it's better off you to share that you're on vacation with your family and not be sharing that you're working full time while you're supposed to be away. In my opinion, if I was on a trip, this is the easy one because we're going on a trip next week, and if I was working, and let's just say, hypothetically, the kids are waiting for us to go to an amusement park and they're waiting for me, I think I would instead, and this is maybe what makes me different from everyone else, is I would be like, this actually sucks. This is reality of being your own boss, being your own business owner. My kids are waiting for me to go to the zoo right now or to an amusement park, and I actually have to deal with business that I can't get someone to help me do. And I'm blessed to be able to help my clients, but my kids sometimes just had to make a little bit of a sacrifice, or we need to make some sacrifice. And this, you know, how do we make it all work together? But instead, so many of you are like making it like a glorified thing that you're supposed to be away or having turkey dinner or doing whatever thing, and you're celebrating and making it seem like a good thing that you are working. Well, you're not supposed to be. I don't get it. And maybe I'm just opening up this to get people's opinions and get people's thoughts. And I'm going to get you all to pop them in the DM. Like, let's get a debate here. Like, what do you honestly feel or think when you see people? Like, I'll just easily, like, you know, use moms, because a lot of you are moms who are watching me. Like, when you see, you know, if you've seen me in Toronto, this could be before or after, I don't know, on vacation with my family, and I shared on my story that I was, I don't know, doing a consultation with a possible client and my kids are in the background at the pool. Like, what would you think? Would you think, oh shit, she has everything together. Oh shit, she's, you know, got it all figured out. She can do work and play. Or like, shit, mate, close your freaking computer. Who cares? Don't post the shit and post something Just enjoy where you are. Like, I don't know. Give me your thoughts. Give me your feelings. And I think we're our own worst enemy. And obviously I can talk about like retail industry a bit because I was in that space for a few years. And I can talk about real estate because I've been in that space as well. And like MLMs as well. And I really think sometimes when we put things out there, we think that people are gonna be like, yeah, good job. You just put, you know, sold, I don't know, 100 bags or whatever, sold a house or, you know, had that buyer's consultation or whatever it is. And you can see in the background, your family are having all kinds of fun while you're just there working. Like what impression as an observer, as a person outside, what do you think? What do you feel? And then for those of you who are posting it, it's like, are you like, yes, I got like this shit figured out? Because I know, because me and my husband obviously are in business together, we work together, and we do often have to compromise and make decisions sometimes that do interfere, honestly, with our family life. And instead of praising it and putting it on a goal platter and making it like an amazing thing, we really try to deal with those things ourselves. Like, you know what I mean? Like if me, like this is a Saturday as I'm recording this, Josh and Pammy are having a little cat nap before we go get ice cream. And I just think about today, for example, like I could have on our Sold by Stokes, like on our real estate page today, what could I have shared? I could have shared that, you know, Josh is balancing life and adulthood and being a dad. He's going to dance now at 9:30, and then he's going to actually show someone two properties at 11:30 and 1:30. And that's not a glorified, like that's not a glorified thing, because we're our worst enemies when it comes to this industry. But you know, we work 24/7, we can work whenever you want. Like a lot of people advertise that, they just work whenever. We have some pretty good guidelines and standards, I will say, that we kind of really try and set forth for the most part with our clients. Sometimes you have to make an adjustment or make, you know, a little bit of a sacrifice, but we don't try to make it on a regular. But so many of you would, you know, and then right now, this afternoon, he is negotiating an offer. Like we waited and had dinner a little bit, like supper a little bit later. But like for me, you know, that offer's not accepted now, but let's just say hypothetically is accepted right now. Like for me to share, you know, a photo of Josh while putting food on our supper plate, being like, oh yes, accepted offer while Michelle was making supper. Like, great. We're busy. We're accomplished. We're, you know, getting a lot of sales. We're helping a lot of people. Like business is going, booming. But like, what does that say about how we're integrating like life and business together? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Maybe this is why I would be different, because what I really want to say is sometimes that like life or business has to come a little bit before. Sometimes it's hard to set those standards and guidelines. But like, you know, for us, I would be like, shout out to Josh for, you know, setting the boundary that before 6 p.m. is off limits. It's us eating supper. It's, you know, it's family time, and negotiating an offer happens before or happens after. Do you know what I mean? Like it would be something like that. It's like you're compromising. You're being real life. You're not being oblivious to my kids are starving. They're waiting for their father to come up from downstairs because he's on a business call that cannot wait. And it's not all freaking glory and wonderful. And sometimes you just have to drop and do what you're, you know, deal with work and have fun with your family and your friends and everything after. But I feel like I'm just going around in circles here. But I just see so many of you self-employed people who are sharing these moments as highlights and then setting standards and expectations that people who are following you will expect you to also put down your fork at turkey dinner. Like walk away from your plate of turkey dinner and answer a call from them. You're setting an example and setting a standard that they know that you're on vacation, but you will still pick up the phone no matter if you're walking on the beach, if you're at the pool, if you are just about to get on a roller coaster, you're going to drop the phone and answer it. And like we all want to provide like 100% service and exceptional service and everything to our clients, of course, but not having boundaries or plan B's or people to help us and fill in. It's really sad. It is sad. And I think it's sad that in a sales world, that's how we glorify like life and being busy and being successful, is that I'm going to, you know, go on the cruise, but I'm also going to deal with negotiating offers from the cabin or from the pool deck. Like, I don't know. I want to get everyone's opinion on this, like when you see it. Maybe most of you, if you're not in sales, you don't notice it, you don't care, but maybe you're just like, what the heck is she at? Like sat by the pool or sat by, you know, skipping turkey dinner or skipping writing offers at you know, there's a wine glass and a pitcher. And you're just like, you know, you're glorifying and saying, oh, my date night with my husband just got interrupted. I had to deal with this offer. Like, cheers to us. Like, what do you think? Maybe you don't notice it. Maybe you don't see it. But I really think we're glorifying things about this life that are not glorifying. That is, and setting ourselves up for unrealistic expectations from potential clients, from our teams, from our coworkers, from our colleagues, and just really not setting a good example for other people who are, you know, looking up to us, looking for us as like mentors or people that really inspire them, and just not really setting a great example of how to set boundaries and integrate life and business together, and just putting a glorified happy moment on something that probably actually really sometimes sucks, because people are just like, can you just leave work at work for a little bit and just be with me? So I'm going to pause it. I'm going to leave it right here. I'm probably going to have more thoughts and come back, but short and sweet, and just really have people portray and share things. And maybe it's just me because I'm in this world and I just know exactly what it's like to have to choose. Like when you have to choose, and sometimes it's really, really hard to have to choose between, you know, a client needs something, but also your kid needs something. And like, if your house is not on fire, like there's nothing that needs to be like dropped right now and like dealt with. But lots of times we make it feel like it needs to be dealt with right now. Sometimes there are some pretty big, like, what the heck moments that we need to deal with. But I think we just put it all in a positive, like, I got this shit all figured out. And then I would hate for everyone to all of a sudden feel completely burned out and have zero boundaries and zero expectations and zero standards, and then just live a miserable, busy, unproductive work life all the time. Just give me some thoughts. Do you know someone who's like it? So it's been a couple of weeks since I did, I guess it was a kind of maybe like a little rant or a little bit of like, let's normalize that it's not okay to be working over on vacation rant. But I'm hopping on to add on a couple more minutes because we just got back from our family vacation in Toronto. And while we were gone, we had one team member left, I'll say on the ground, one lone soldier on the ground. And our operations support staff was in Mexico. Another one of our agents was in BC. And our third agent was actually in Toronto with us. So we had very minimum, small but mighty crew left land, we'll say, back here in Newfoundland, who was taking care of their own, you know, clientele and covering anything on the listing side for Josh while we were gone. But anything else, clients really were and are expected to kind of, you know, they know we're away. If something comes up, as in like a property gets listed that they have to see right away, well, they know we're gone. But we do have someone on land back home and another backup agent from another team in the office in case for extra help. But otherwise, when it comes to like writing offers, home inspections, like things, like our team are still, you know, doing some of those things. I know like Hillary is negotiating a home inspection today because it's due on Monday. So not that she's away for 2 full weeks completely unplugged. If she was, well, someone would be covering that for her. But, you know, sometimes we do balance like work and life, and we go on vacation and it's okay. Like I literally could work from anywhere in this world and do the pieces of the puzzle and our business from anywhere. But I probably, when I talk about it on social media, I would talk about it differently. You know, I would talk about, you know, if it's like a sacrifice or whatever or not. I did a post today, and this is what I'm jumping on. It was basically saying that, you know, we were away. Most of our team was away. Someone was, you know, available. We had coverage. We had a plan, figured out if something came up and our clients needed us. And the amount of feedback and the amount of people that wrote me and they're just like, thank you for being honest. And they weren't agents. They were like the general public. So if there are any agents or anyone in the sales world who does this on the regular, I'm just curious who's the target audience or who are we posting it for? Because from the feedback, you know, what I thought the feedback would be from general public and like potential clients was like, you're dumb. Like, this does not make you look like you got everything figured out. This looks like you're, you know, dealing with my stuff I have happening instead of being with your kids and you're probably distracted. You know, how can you make sure that things are being written and read and done appropriately when you're in this setting? Like, it just really questions, I think, sometimes the credibility. Then I think, you know, if you post it in like a more, let's say a newer agent or someone newer in the field that you're working in sees it and they're just like, oh man, like they're the people that sees it and are just like, they got this figured out. They're super busy. They're on vacation. That looks like the life. That's what I want. But then all the seasoned people in the sales world are just like, that is stupid. You have no boundaries. Stop it right now. It's just a small, small percentage of people are just like, you're killing it. But the rest of us are just like, get over it. You need a break. We all need a break. And it's just, yeah. Yeah. So the messages I said that I got today were just like, if I should find them. The flaunting just has to stop. Like, that was one word. And I was like, flaunting, that is a good word. And this was like just a general public person. I don't even know them personally. And someone else wrote and had a big lengthy message. But, you know, this is what I would want from my agent. And I would expect, you know, a team approach, or it doesn't even have to be official team, but someone to be able to go away and enjoy their vacations, whether it's work, business trips or family trips or whatever, and have someone, you know, as reliable, as well, you know, as good at their job as they are covering, and to be able to jump in and everything to go smoothly. And just, it was just a lot of those messages. So yeah, you'll hear the rant when I'm just like, Boz, just stop it. Just give it up. There's no need. So I hope you enjoy this one. And if you are a business owner, an entrepreneur, own a small business, big business, and you have a family, a partner, or trying to balance and integrate all those worlds together, I totally get it. And I would love to hear your perspective, your thoughts, your experiences, and we can chat further. Chat soon. Bye.
That wraps up another inspiring episode of Beyond the Bombshell. I hope our time together has ignited a fire within you to embrace your authentic self and show up fearlessly. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to continue this empowering conversation, make sure you subscribe to Beyond the Bombshell on your favorite podcast platform and join our community of fierce women who are rewriting the rules and embracing their unique journeys. Connect with me on social media at Bombshell Babes Club, where we can continue to uplift and support each other, to share Beyond the Bombshell moments, and let's inspire others to embrace their true selves. Remember, you are more than what meets the eye. You are a force to be reckoned with. Keep shining, keep growing, and keep embracing the extraordinary woman that you are. Until next time, stay real and keep going beyond the bombshell.